We are 5 lines down from the beginning of the wide lines on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We left off last time with the nations of the world asking God for a second chance, a chance to reclaim the schar that they so desperately would like to receive. And God listened to them, and he granted them their wish. He said, "Ela afal pikein mitzvah kala yeshli v'sukah shmo." I have an easy mitzvah, a mitzvah kala to accomplish, which is called sukkah. L'chuva asuosa, go and make a sukkah. So now the Gemara continues, asking a side question, a question not about the nature of sukkah, but with regards to the nature of second chances. Umi matis amritachi, was God really allowed to say this? V'ha amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, my dechsiv asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. The verse says it's something for you to be commanded to do today. Hayom la'asosam v'lo lamachar la'asosam. Hayom la'asosam v'lo hayom litol schar. Your job is to do the job today, not tomorrow. Today, and not to receive reward today. That's for tomorrow. In other words, the question that the Gemara is asking on God's behavior is that they had the opportunity, they missed their opportunity. They're looking for schar. Schar's not for now, schar's for the next world. So they should have capitalized earlier. They didn't. So we move on. But nevertheless, Elishein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Babitrunya Imbriyosev. Nevertheless, God does not want to be too difficult with his creations, and therefore, he does want to give them a second chance. And now the Gemara then gets back to its topic of the nature of the mitzvah that God gave the idolaters to achieve, which is the mitzvah of sukkah. And the Gemara asks, V'amai kari la mitzvah kalo? Why is building a sukkah called such a light mitzvah, an easy mitzvah? It doesn't necessarily seem so easy. The Gemara answers, it's not necessarily easy in the sense that it's easy to fulfill, but mishum deleis bechesron kis, it doesn't cost a lot of money to construct. Now, if the rabbis in the Gemara were living in 2016, they would need to rethink that calculation, because building a sukkah in our time certainly costs a decent amount of money. But nevertheless, it didn't in those times. So God gives them a second chance. Oh, by the way, the Gemara, the Iyun Yaakov has an interesting question. The Iyun Yaakov says, why doesn't the Gemara ask from the outset a question about the fact that sukkah is called a sukkah kala? Why is it a mitzvah kala? Why does the Gemara first ask a question on God's behavior and then only afterwards asks about the easiness of the nature of the mitzvah? So the Iyun Yaakov says that the whole thing is actually a bit of a scam, that God doesn't really want them to succeed, and God knows that building a sukkah is not as easy as he makes it out to be. But once God claims that he's not going to be difficult with his creatures, then by default, the idolaters have to accept this mitzvah, because he's telling them, I'm doing you a favor, I'm giving you something that you can handle so that you can reclaim your schar, and therefore they're going to do it. But really, it's much harder than God makes it out to be. That's an interesting approach. I thought it would be appropriate to share. Anyhow, the Gemara continues, Miyad kol echad ve'echad notel v'holech v'osa sukkah b'rosh gago. Each one, immediately, each idolater will build a sukkah on their roof. V'akadosh baruch hu makdir aleim chama b'tekufas tamuz. And what God will do then is he will have the sun piercing out in the summer solstice. V'chol echad ve'echad mivayd b'sukaso. And each person then will immediately kick their sukkah down, v'yotze, and leave. Shenemar nenaska es mosrosemo v'nashlicha mimenu avosemo. That God will cut off their cords and he'll throw off their ropes. Now, it doesn't mean that God required them to build a sukkah in the summer months, but the idea here is that the summer solstice goes until the month of Tishrei. Sometimes it can extend into Tishrei, and it can still have summer weather during Sukkot, depending on the season. And therefore, God created a situation where in a particular year, the sukkah holiday fell out over the summertime, which made it difficult for the idolaters to handle the heat in their sukkah, and they ran away. The Marsha points out that, you know, they could have made the schach a little thicker, and but he says even if they made it thicker, God was maktir the chama, God would have made the heat, the sun, so strong that it would have dried up all of their schach. So it does sound like from the Mefarshim that God, as much as God was trying to give the idolaters a second chance, it doesn't seem like he was giving them a chance to succeed. So the Gemara continues, based on that actual question, that God didn't really give them a chance to succeed. Why are you being so difficult with the idolaters, making it too hard for them to fulfill the mitzvah? All they want is a second chance. So give them a chance and make it possible for them to fulfill the mitzvah. Why are you being so tough with them? Mishum di Yisrael nami. Zimni demashchalu tkufas tamuz ad chaga v'havaluhu tzara. Well, he's not being extra difficult with the idolaters, because for Jews as well, Jews sometimes, the summer solstice continues through Sukkot, and nevertheless, they're also in pain, but perhaps they would handle it. V'ha'amar Rava mitzdar patra min ha'sukkah. But Rava says, what do you mean? We have a general classic rule that someone who is pained is exempt from staying in the sukkah. If it's too hot or too cold, they're allowed to leave. So if your situation when someone is feeling the heat and they can't handle the heat, they're allowed to leave. So why are we saying that the idolaters failed their test? The Gemara answers, Nihi de Pater Buuti mi mivati. Said, yeah, it's one thing to be exempt, it's another thing to be mevayit, to kick the sukkah and run. That attitude sheds a lot of light on the people who are involved in that mitzvah. Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev u'mishachek aleihen. Immediately then God will sit there and will laugh. He will laugh about the idolater. Shenemar Yoshev Bashamayim Yishak. That the one who dwells in the heavens will laugh. Now this laugh, well, let's continue for one moment. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Ein Tzchok Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Osa Hayom Bavad. Rav Yitzchak says the only day that God will laugh is that day that when he gives the idolaters a second chance, gives them the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, they're going to fail. Now this type of laugh is not necessarily a maniacal laugh. I think it's more of a laugh of when you get to this realization that you're people that you've created that were unable to follow through and fulfill that mitzvah, you laugh in sadness. You might call it an inappropriate laugh, but that's a mentality similar to a pseudo-bulber type of laugh. That's already an extreme, but that idea that laughing in a sad way. Now, the Gemara focuses on the last statement of Rav Yitzchak, and that's going to take up the rest of this podcast and much of the next one, which is this idea that God only laughed on that day. Right now the understanding is that the only day that he laughed was the day when the idolaters kicked down their sukkahs. But the Gemara says that might not be the case. Ika demasni lahad Rav Yitzchak ahad detanya. Some learn or associate that statement of Rav Yitzchak about that one day God laughs with a different teaching. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, La'asid lavo, in the future, bo'in obdik ochavim u'mizgairin. In the future, all of the idolaters are going to convert to Judaism. In the future. U'mi mekabli minayo? Are we going to, but how could that be? We can't accept everyone to become Jews. V'hatanya, ein mekablin gerim limos ha-mashiach. That during Messianic times, we're not going to accept converts. Reason being is because they're converting not because they want to be Jews, but they have an ulterior motive. They want to be safe from harm. So that's why they're joining the other side. And if anyone wants to convert, with ulterior motives, we don't accept them. Kayotze bo, similarly, lo kiblu gerim, lo bimei David, lo bimei Shlomo. Case in point, we did not accept converts during the times of the reign of King David and King Shlomo because they were ulterior motives. They conquered. They were of so much land that they were in power that people wanted to convert, not because they wanted to be Jewish, but because they wanted to be safe from harm. So what does that mean then? That in the future, all of the idolaters will convert. Ela shenasu gerim gerurim. They're going to accept upon themselves all the laws of Judaism, even though we're not going to accept them as Jews. How so? Umanichin tefillin b'rosheyem. They're going to put on tefillin, and on their heads, tefillin b'zroseyem, and on their arms, tzitzis b'vigdeyem. They're going to wear tzitzis. Mezuzah b'pischeyem. They're going to put up a mezuzah. However, as we see, they're on the bandwagon. Kivan sheroin milchemes Gog u'Magog, omrim lehem. Once they see the cataclysmic battle of Gog u'Magog about to begin, the omrim lehem, the people of, we're going to say to these converts, Alma basim, what are you doing? Why are you here? Omrim lo, there's the opposite. Why are you coming to fight against the Jews? Omrim lehem al Hashem vel Mashicha, we're coming to fight against God and against His Messiah. Shenemar lama rugshu goyim ulu umim yegurik. Why do the nations gather and the regimes talk in vain? V'chol echad, and as a result, when they hear that all the people are going to do battle against the Jewish people, v'chol echad minatek mitzvaso v'holich, they're all going to strip off their mitzvos, they're going to throw off their tefillin and their tzitzis, and they're going to run away. Shenemar, ninaska es mos rosemo. They are going to cut off their cords. V'hakadosh Baruch Hu yoshev u'masachek, and God will laugh. Shenemar yoshev b'shamayim yitzchak, the one who dwells in the heavens will laugh. Amar Rav Yitzchak, ein lo l'hakadosh Baruch Hu schok, el osa hayom b'vad, says Rav Yitzchak, that one day when they throw off their tefillin and mezuzahs, that's the day where God is going to laugh. So you have two statements here, but quoted by Rav Yitzchak, when that one day is that God will laugh. Is it the day that they throw off the mitzvah of sukkah, or is it the day that they throw off the mitzvah of tefillin mezuzah? Nevertheless, it's only one day. And as we continue later, the Gemara is going to challenge that. Perhaps God laughs more than just one day out of our lifetimes, or